This is Malaya Blue, and you are listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Way to start, but is it just me, or did that sound not like the original to you? It sounded very different to me to the one I remember from the 60s, but opening up The Raven and the Blues, Bo Diddley, with a request. The French contingent Nadine had said, could I play something by Bo Diddley? I looked at his body of work, which of course is pretty huge, and that one stood out to me, because it's about a girl, which is nice, and it's a girl whose name ends in A, which is also nice too, and that's Mona, I Need You Baby. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues, wherever you're listening across the world. This week, again, looking ahead to Blues on the Farm, and also a couple of other things too, but you heard Malaya Blue there opening up the programme with her station Ident. She has a brand new single out, which came, it's too late for last week's show. I'd just put the show to bed, and all of a sudden, bing, in my inbox came Malaya Blue's new single, A-Side and B-Side. Side, and it's fabulous.
Let me tell you something about fear. It's got no hope, and it ain't living here. I felt its coolness on my lips. I know it runs through me, but I won't let it chip away. The fire it settles on my brow, and I find stillness in the here and the now. So let me tell you, 'cause I know that you hear, fear ain't living here. Fear ain't living here. Fear ain't living here. No, 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 no. Fear ain't living here. It ain't. Tell you something about hope. It's got no fear, and it is living here. I felt its warmth upon my lips. I know it runs through me. Its power courses through me. my veins, giving me a voice to share these words, giving me a voice so I know I'll be heard. So let me tell you, 'cause I know that you hear, fear ain't living here. Hope is living here. Hope is living here. Hope is living here. Hope is living. Your welcome mat. Greet life's visitors, be polite and tip your hat. Command your dreams, no, don't be your own excuse. Embrace hope into your heart, only you.
Good. That's her new single, and it'll also be on her forthcoming album, Malaya Blue. Thank you to Steve, her manager, who sent me that as an advance copy, so I had a scoop on it, but it came too late for the show, so everybody else has played it now apart from me, and I've just remedied that now. I'm looking forward to seeing Malaya at Blues on the Farm in 7 days' time. Okay, I'm going to cast my mind back some 30 years now. 1985, I'm in Cyprus, senior programme director for BFBS Radio, which means I don't get to do a regular radio show daily, but I do get, if I want to, do something special at the weekends. And so started Roland's Records, which was mainly kind of blues-based, and lots of people in Cyprus then made suggestions and came up with ideas for records I should play. And I'm so pleased about it. So I'm sitting next to one of them now. I haven't seen him for 30 years. Anthony Franks. It's funny because I remember some things, I forget so much in life, but you actually were the one who recommended the track we're about to play now by Big Twist. So you weren't really a blues band. Your band was a rock band, wasn't it?
Yeah, originally we were probably the first rhythm and blues band in Cyprus called Jonah and the Wailers, and we discovered as soon as we started playing the blues that it's a damn sight more complicated than you actually think, and so we kind of branched out. But I think our enjoyment of it and our passion for the whole type of music continued, and as part and parcel of that, Jonah and I bought hundreds and hundreds of records, mainly job lots of singles, but I also found this amazing album by Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows, and that was the track we're going to hear next. It was just something that really attracted me. It was just a hell of a noise.
Jonah and the Wailers, though, weren't just in Cyprus. They kind of travelled everywhere, didn't they?
Yeah, it was largely Cyprus-based. I mean, it kind of fell apart when the whole band got posted away from each other, which never really helps. But I think our legacy endures. People still actually talk about us, and there is, in fact, a Joan the Wailers Facebook page now, which we are starting to populate from our memories. I've even got some old tapes for which you are responsible, and some photographs that I'm going to scan in so the whole world can suffer. I mean, we suffered for our art, now it's your turn.
But you aren't getting the band back together.
We are going to get the band back together, I think, next year. We're having a squadron reunion down in Cheltenham, and there are already threats about putting a band together, and I'm in touch on a daily basis with Jonah, who is an extraordinary drummer. So I think something extraordinary might happen.
We expect a recording out of that, but here's the track that you suggested 30 years ago, which we played on Roland's Records, which became eventually Raven and the Blues. Jonah and the Wailers recommended Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows and £300 of Heavenly Joy.
Stand. You got 300 pounds of a muscle man. This is it, this is it. Look what you get. Now all you girls think your days are done. Don't worry, baby, you can still have fun.
You know, I go upstairs and forget what I've gone upstairs for, and yet I can remember playing that on Roland's Records 30 years ago. Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows, as recommended by Anthony Franks, and from the album which came out Alligator 83, 84, thereabouts, called Playing for Keeps, and £300 of Heavenly Joy. Let's look ahead now to next weekend, Blues on the Farm. I'll do Thursday in a bit more detail a little bit later on in the show, but on the Sunday night, the headlining band are a band I haven't seen working for years and years and years. I'm looking forward to it enormously. They're called the Jive Aces.
Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't shy, you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of it.
next Monday or next Tuesday, your golden shoes day. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh, you mustn't cry.
I guess now. That's a brand new album which came out about 2 months ago called Spread a Little Happiness, title track. And it's unusual for them, an album of covers, and it's all the old hits of the 1940s and 50s. And looking forward to seeing them at Blues on the Farm on the Sunday. And we'll come back to the Thursday night a little bit later on. But here's somebody who I last met up at Reaver's Rock and Blues a couple of weekends ago. And I'm looking forward to seeing him again at Blues on the Farm, and that's Ben Poole.
I know you've heard things about me, and I wish I could say that the rumors were for real. I know it would be a cliche to say I've no regrets and I've been lying anyway. It's a page one rewrite of every aspect of my life starting from tonight. I don't lose you, but if I carry on this way, I know we're through. But baby, you love me then, that's why I'm starting all over again. Now I wanna see it burn inside. I need to change my course and head towards the light. To breathe is all I need. So listen to me now and hear my plea. I'm gonna make amends, and this song is just a start and a taste of things to come. Yeah, yeah. And I don't wanna lose you, but if I carry on this way, I change from yesterday.
Ben Poole in a soulful vein for a track from his album, which the live at the Royal Albert Hall, but that, as you can probably gather, wasn't live. That's a bonus track at the end of it, and Starting All Over Again. Talking of Starting All Over Again, if you ever believe I'd love to do something with Dent, here's a story for you. TJ Norton, at the end of last year, wanted to go on a blues cruise, rhythm and blues cruise out of America, and eventually went on that blues cruise and met somebody on the cruise, and then announced to all of us on his Facebook page that he was planning to emigrate back to the States, but didn't say why. But life was probably going to change for him in 2015. This week we found out why. On the blues cruise, he met the wonderful Jennifer Magnus. And she has had a pretty tough couple of decades. And her last album, Originals, was all tracks written by her. And actually, they were really from the heart. But it's obvious that they fell in love. And this week they got married. And the photographs of the wedding are absolutely wonderful. And TJ is now relocated to the States. But he, I saw something on Facebook today, that actually he's bringing Jennifer to the UK. So a chance to see Jennifer Magnus in concert in the UK, possibly somewhere. And congratulations to the pair of them. Going for the dream, I think, was the answer, or the question, and that was the answer. Everything is all right.
Don't say life turned its back on you. Just 'cause all those plans you made didn't quite come through. I just wanna tell you, babe, it's gonna be
alright.
If you ask me to, I'll stay
alright.
When the morning comes, you know the daylight will show you how to start again. Don't you worry about I know you've really been beat down. Oh yeah. But how long you got to stay there on the ground? If you need to take some time, I guess that's
alright.
If you need to talk, we're talking
alright.
Then the morning comes and the daylight will show you.
Magnus, or she is now, Mrs. TJ Norton. from her album from last year, Original, and Everything Is All Right. Wonderful stuff indeed, and congratulations to the pair of them. And if they come to the UK, I'm hoping to get a chance to have a chat with either or both of them. Blues on the Farm is a blues weekend, but Thursday is a little bit different because they're doing something rather different, and it's going to be much more soulful. Back in 1975, a band were formed and they had their first record called Kokomo. The band were called Kokomo. 10-piece, which is not easy to do those days, and even less so now. And their career was kind of short in a sense, but they made some fabulous records. Anyway, they came back together, the seven remaining members of the band now, and they came back together last year and reformed and decided it was fun. And they're back together again. And so on Friday, Kokomo are opening up the Soulful Night. Sorry, on Thursday, they're opening up the Soulful Night of Blues on the Farm. Tony O'Malley is a member of Kokomo.
Hello, this is Tony O'Malley from the band Kokomo, who've reformed recently after several years of not reforming. We're pleased to announce that we're playing a soul concert at Blues on the Farm near Chichester on the 18th of June. It's a double bill with our old friend Hamish Stewart from the original lineup of the Average White Band. So come on down. Maybe by then my solo album will be ready, who knows. And anyway, we'll be riding on the road to Kokomo.
Sweet and gentle kiss. brush. Give me the midnight brush. Oh, give me the midnight brush. I don't know what it is. I'm not reading the signs. I don't know why it happens, but it happens every time. Brings me straight to my knees.
Taken from the album which came out, oh, I guess 14 years ago now. Hamish Stewart, ex of the Average White Band, and Midnight Rush. And before that, you heard Kokomo and a track from their eponymous album from 30 years ago. No, 40 years ago, 1975. And a track written by Bobby Womack, and I Can Understand It. And I'll be seeing both of them on Thursday at Blues on the Farm, of which there are still a few tickets available, not just for Thursday, but also, if you want to, the whole weekend. And so, consequently, if you are going, come and say hi. The Raven and the Blues recording studio will be there somewhere in the field. And I'll be talking to most of the bands over the course of the weekend. I first played this artist about 3 weeks ago and got so much response from people, other DJs and other listeners too, who all said, where did he come from? How did you find him? And like so many things in life, you're sort of on YouTube or floating around somewhere and you suddenly see somebody very, very different. His name is Brushy One String. He's Jamaican. And this is a track from his only album, which came out last year, called The King of the One String. And here he is with Destiny.
This world is not the same. He makes us talking of those olden days. Time now civilized, and I see young people change. Sitting down while the worst their days. Sitting down while they're smoking cocaine. I'm not gonna work mine and do it the same, because I'm in another on Broadway. I'm seeking life for the big way, yeah. I'm seeking life for. I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny, yeah. Hey, mama, I wish she was around. See me take a one string, corking out of town. And my daddy, I wish he was alive. See me grab a microphone without stage fright. Well, and out there. Seeking life on Broadway, yeah. Well, that ain't out there, Lord. I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny, yeah. Ain't no time of loafing, ain't no time of sitting, ain't no time of wasting all my days. I'm a grown man now, I have to go on now. I have to find my little needs, I say. I'm a grown man now, I have to go on now. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm heading nothing on Broadway. I'm seeking life on them big way, yeah. I'm heading nothing, Lord. I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny. I'm not gonna work mine and do it the same. Time is civilized and I see young people change. Sitting down while the waste their days. But I say, it ain't out there on Broadway. I'm seeking minds in a big way, yeah. I'm in and out there, mama. I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny. Yeah, I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny, yeah. Destiny, yeah. Destiny. Better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny. I'm seeking a better way, yeah, yeah. I'm seeking a better destiny, yeah. Destiny, destiny,
blues with a touch of reggae, or is it reggae with a touch of blues? Either way, I think it's rather fine. His name is Brushy One String. The album is King of the One String, came out some 3 years ago, and that is a track called Destiny. And there's loads of videos of him on YouTube, and I suppose at some stage another album may be forthcoming. Don't know. One of the joys of being a DJ in this modern era is every week I probably get about 50, in fact, this week I've got 17 albums sent to me as downloads, which is fabulous in some respects, but of course that's an awful lot of music, so probably 200 tracks altogether. And there's a thing called ID3 tags. I don't want to talk too much baseball here, but basically ID3 tags are things which identify the track and who it's by and who wrote it and various things. And some musicians understand them and some don't, which is a great pity. Tom Walker sent me his new single about 3 weeks ago, but when I put it into the playout system, we just came up with track one. Eventually, we've got it sorted out, and here it is, and it is rather good. It's called Tell Me Something Good. This is Tom Walker.
Sometimes I'm dead being broken, get to the life of a dead man walking, dead being stuck in a get myself off the ground where I stay. Good.
is it just me? I could have sworn I heard two bars of Jingle Bells in there somewhere. Eddie Boyle from the album which came out last year called The Tin Sandwich Stomp, and Eddie on Tin Sandwich, on harmonica otherwise, and that's The Tin Sandwich Extra Helping. Good stuff indeed. And before that, Tom Walker out of the UK with his brand new single, which I guess is going to be coming off his album as well, called Tell Me Something Good. And if you are going to send music to The Raven and the Blues or to any of the blues shows, please ensure your ID3 tags are done properly. Otherwise, what tends to happen for quite a few of us, if we can't read the track things, rather than try and do it, we just throw them away. That sounds sad, isn't it? Josh Garrett's got a brand new album out called Honey for My Queen. Here is a track from it called Same Boat. Yes, Josh Garrett. Honey for My Queen has just been released, and that's called Same Boat, Different River. It's funny, you know, I've been pronouncing this lady's name so wrong for so many years, and it wasn't until I heard her new live album and her at the end of the album saying, thank you, and here's all the band, and she listed all the band, and she said, and that's it from me, Leila Zoe. To me, Z-O-E was always Leila Zoe, and I've been pronouncing her name wrong all these years. I'm seeing her next weekend at Blues on the Farm, and I will then apologise formally. Here she is from her album Live at the Spirit of 66, just been released, and Pull Yourself Together. Mm-hmm. To pull yourself together, Leila Zo, live in concert, and she'll be live at Blues on the Farm next weekend. Oh, good stuff indeed. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Email address is, as always, davidravenblues.co.uk. Website, equally simple too, ravenblues.co.uk. There you can download 10 years of programmes, subscribe to the podcast, get the app for your smartphone, whether it's Android, Windows or Apple, and also donate to the programme as well. Let's finish with a band I've never played before, I've never even heard of before. They're called the Deckchair Poets, and it's a loose conglomeration of about 12 people who, between them, have played in so many bands like Genesis, Steely Dan, not Steely Dan, but Steely Scam, Eric Burden, Iron Butterfly, one person, Danny Wild, Will Wild, her brother, we featured him on the programme before. But nevertheless, they're called the Deckchair Poets. Their new album is called Searching for a Lemon Squeezer, which sounds like something from Jimmy Ruffett, or even worse. And we'll finish with this. Have a great 7 days. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time on the Raven and the Blues. Hope you can give me an hour at the same time next week. This is called Silicon Boobs. Listen to the words. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I just can't get beyond your silicon boobies. I just can't get over your silicon boobs. There's number one, there's number two. They sure look good on a girl like you. Just can't get beyond your silicon boobs. I don't need to contemplate your facelift. I never knew you had a straightened nose. I can't hear a tune from your gastric band. And I've never sucked your liposuction toes. Your brand new chin when I'm staring at your twin zeppelins. I just can't get beyond your silicone boobies. I just can't get over your non-wobbling peaks. I just can't get beyond your silicone boobies. I hope those reservoirs don't spring a leak. If only your Mount Everest could speak.
Oh dear.